It's Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, and it's been a day of rest for the presidential hopefuls. Barack Obama, perhaps more than Hillary Clinton and John McCain, could use a breather. Obama's campaign has found itself in a controversy surrounding the inflammatory remarks of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. The dissemination of those statements and Obama's speech about race in America were on the minds of many black worshipers as they attended Easter services today. NPR's Audie Cornish is in Nashville, Tennessee. And Audie, I know you've been speaking with black church leaders. What have they been telling you about the controversy and the nature of the discussion that it sparked?
Well, what's interesting is that I've been speaking to pastors here in Nashville, a lot of whom are rooted in civil rights history. Many of them even came to this area because of it, and others who grew up after in the post-civil rights movement and even the era of sort of the Black Power movement, where the kind of theology that Reverend Jeremiah Wright is talked about preaching. I talked to Reverend Raymond Bowman. He's a pastor of the Spruce Street Baptist Church in Nashville, and he told me that they agree with the central tenets of what the pastor says, and they don't see themselves changing because of what's been happening this past week.
It's just like people on the other side, they who support Ralph Falwell, you know, or Pat Robinson. As people get to know them, then they have a different view.
Bowman was interesting because he described himself as a little more conservative compared to Reverend Wright, but said that he felt many pastors, it would be very easy to find moments like the kinds of snippets you heard this past week, and that it's very easy to take sermons out of context.
So, Audie, does that mean that these pastors are saying that the Reverend's comments were taken out of context, or that he was accurately portrayed, but widely misunderstood?
It's interesting because they're essentially saying both. They're saying that it's very easy to take a sermon out of context, particularly one in which you are using very strong and fiery language. But they're also saying that he's also misunderstood, that it's not just about taking it out of context. And I think that that gets at an issue a lot of parishioners had about how familiar the wider culture is with the black church.
Audie, I know you attended services today. Where'd you go? What'd you hear?
I went to the Greater Bethel AME Church in Nashville. The Obama controversy did not come up in the sermon, although the pastor had mentioned that he might. As one reverend told me, Obama is not bigger than Jesus. But when you talk to the parishioners, they were very quick to talk about this issue. And I want to play a piece of tape here from Rhonda Blackman, who's a youth ministry director, who talked about the fact that she felt the larger community, especially white America, simply doesn't understand the black church.
As an African American, I've visited many types of churches. I've been to Episcopal churches, Catholic, and other denominations, and kind of understand how they worship and respect that. So I just charge anyone of another culture who hadn't visited a black church to do so.
Another thing that parishioners talked about was how much they really liked the speech, how well he did in walking the line between addressing the concerns of maybe white voters, but not denouncing the black church through denouncing Jeremiah Wright. Here's Christina Dickerson, who's a Vanderbilt grad student.
Reverend Wright, he's not just a person. He kind of represents this larger black community, at least in the eyes of the nation. And he, I think, understood rightly that to completely reject him would be kind of to reject us. And I think he recognized that and was able to rise above that situation.
Very interesting. NPR's Audie Cornish in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.